Right now, crank up the Led Zeppelin and break out your air guitar. You heard it right. I said air guitar, tennis racket, ruler, or a broomstick that serves as the next best thing as a real guitar, at least for most of us. We can't all be Jimmy Page. It turns out there's a lot more to air guitar than we realize. Dan Crane was a fairly well-paid software producer by day and a mildly successful guitarist by night. His long-term plan, to be a rock star. That is, until he stumbled into the rock and roll world of competitive air guitar and morphed into Bjorn to Rock, a self-proclaimed supernatural, super-shredding superhero air guitarist. His is a classic rock and roll story. There's the requisite sex, drugs, and rock and roll, even air groupies. Air guitar took him from New York to Los Angeles to the Air Guitar World Championships in Finland, and what started as a joke became something of an addiction. Dan Crane is known as the second best air guitarist in the country, and he's the author now of To Air Is Human, One Man's Quest to Become the World's Greatest Air Guitarist. He's with us now from our bureau in New York, and thanks for putting down the air guitar and joining us today.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And if any of you out there have ever played air guitar by yourself or even competitively, why don't you give us a phone call? 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, and our email address is talk@npr.org. And Dan Crane, that's really one of the points of your book. Everybody at some point or another has put a left hand out and strummed that right hand.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it is one of those kind of universal acts that I think, you know, when you hear something like Led Zeppelin or whatever kind of music, you know, inspires you, you sort of naturally put your hands out and want to play along. And that's kind of the, you know, that's the sort of the foundation of these air guitar competitions.
Yeah, most of us, though, do that only when we're by ourselves or maybe a very close friend.
True. I mean, you know, Brian May, the guitarist from Queen, he has sort of invited people to take air guitar, you know, out of the bedroom and onto the world stage. And, you know, it is kind of this private act, but I think the idea of judging it and putting it on stage for other people to watch, I mean, not only does it tend to be fairly hilarious, but it can also, it can have these sort of transcendent moments where, you know, it's as if you're actually watching a real concert. That may be hard for some people to imagine, but it's true.
how did you get involved in competitive air guitar?
Well, I first heard about the U.S. air guitar competition sort of landed on our shores in 2003 in New York City. And it had been going on in Finland for, I think, 7 years prior to that, the international sort of world air guitar competition. And for some reason, the U.S. had just never gotten involved. And
can't imagine that there was an air guitar gap that we allowed that to happen.
You know, it's shocking, really. It was a crisis. And luckily, we, you know, they swooped in and decided to and start putting on these competitions. And I didn't really know what it was going to be like. And it turned out to be this sort of massive media frenzy. And, everyone from Howard Stern to CNN was there. And it was kind of crazy. And I ended up coming in second place in that competition and then ended up going on the Carson Daly Show. He flew me out to L.A. to recompete. And I just kind of kept going and kept getting second place and sort of, you know, at that point, just became addicted to it and couldn't give it up.
Always the silver medal, huh?
Always the bridesmaid. I've been called the Susan Lucci of air guitar.
there's an absolutely hilarious scene that opens your book when you're in an all-night diner in Finland, in the land of the midnight sun, with a real rock guitarist. You said, you know, he may be drooling on me, but hey, I'm living the dream.
That's right. It was Andy McCoy, who he was the guitarist, or still is the lead guitarist, from Hanoi Rocks, which I think was the only kind of rock band to ever make it out of Finland. They didn't actually end up making it that far. But, you know, they were this sort of, you know, they were a band I'd heard of. They were a big 80s metal hair metal band. And And there I was. He was. It turns out his wife was one of the judges at the event, and they were both sort of, you know, crazy in this sort of washed up 80s rock star kind of way, which, you know, you can sort of imagine what that might be like. And they're both sort of talking to me, and he's kind of, he's looking into my eyes, and he's, you know, and I think he's going to kind of hand me this sort of, you know, wisdom, like, you know, the elder is passing down the knowledge to this kind of, you know, wannabe rock star. And all he really wants to tell me is that, that the Foo Fighters are really nice guys. And it's like, that's great, man.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Cool. Yeah, really cool. Now, you, as I mentioned, you do play guitar. You you actually made money professionally playing explain this to me, a fake French band?
Yeah, it's true. I'm in a faux French rock and roll band. It was originally we were called Les Sans Culottes, and then we sort of split off and formed another fake French rock and roll band called Nous Non Plus. You know, we take on fake French identities. I'm in the band. I'm Jean-Luc Retard. we have other members like Céline Dijon, and we basically play rock and roll in French, you know, with French accents.
Well, let's get back to Air Guitar. We've got some callers on the line. This is Steven. Steven's calling us from Tallahassee.
Hi. I'd like to kind of bridge both topics today with MTV and Air Guitar. I learned most of my Air Guitar moves from watching MTV, and in sixth grade, we put together an Air Guitar band, and complete with an air drummer, and won a talent show to Def Leppard's Photograph, and that started many years of record collecting and guitar collecting and actual guitar playing, where I got to meet the Foo Fighters, who I have to say are nice guys. And
hey, that's two sources. We're going with it.
Now we know.
My mother, she lamented, even after we won the contest, she lamented not allowing me to go to more air band practices because she had such a good time and enjoyed it so much. So she's been very supportive of my music career ever since.
Oh, Dan Crane, excuse me, Dave, Dane Crane, the idea of the air band, that's a quick leap from air guitar to the air band.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually I've played in air bands as well. At the most recent U.S. Air Guitar competition, the finals in New York City, I actually emceed the competition. I've now sort of retired and become an MC, and I opened up the show as Ozzy Airborne and the Air Conditioners, and we did an air band version of War Pigs as kind of an anti-war demonstration, and it was pretty amazing. I mean, that's the thing, you know, people have been playing air guitar. I mean, it's, you know, who knows who the first air guitarist was, when it was really invented, and people play it throughout high school, and I think MTV was a big, you know, can take a lot of credit for, you know, inspiring that. You know, you had these visuals. I think it's a Steve Perry video for Oh Sherry, where he plays the broom. You know, it's a pretty sappy kind of rock ballad, and he's playing an air, you know, broom, which is, you know, primitive form of air guitar. But,
well, I guess somebody else who could take credit would be Tom Cruise in Risky Business.
Absolutely. You know, another kind of not quite, you know, he hasn't quite graduated to air guitar. I think he's playing a fire poker.
Thanks very much for the call, Stephen. Good luck with your air guitar.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We're talking with Dan Crane, also known as Bjorn to Rock, about his book, To Air Is Human, One Man's Quest to Become the World's Greatest Air Guitarist. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get another caller on the line. And this would be Ray. Ray's calling us from Sacramento.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Yesterday,
I was working on the computer, doing some stuff, and I put a Stevie Ray Vaughan CD in, and I was listening to Tightrope, and I remember reading about how he got over his drug addiction and how that song was kind of his anthem of coming back onto the music scene. And next thing I know, I was off the keyboard and I was playing this air guitar and I had my eyes closed and I just felt like, you know, I was somehow at a Stevie Ray Vaughan concert and I was listening to him. And when I turned and looked, my cousin was kind of standing at the doorway laughing at me. And he only listens to hip-hop, but, you know, I got a chance to explain to him a little bit about, you know, why that song is significant and why I was so into it. And he kind of nodded his head and, you know.
And maybe explain why he shouldn't call 911. Yeah.
Perhaps, yes. But that moment where, you know, I think your guest mentioned how it kind of transcends a kind of a moment when you're listening to it. And before I realized it, I was, you know, I had my hands up and I'm playing this guitar of which I have absolutely no idea of how to play. But
Dan Crane, who does Bjorn to Rock channel? What are his favorite guitarists?
Well, I think, you know, Bjorn channels several, you know, Bjorn channels not only guitarists, Jimmy Page is probably the number one, you know, Pete Townsend, obviously. But, you know, Bjorn really looks to, you know, beyond guitarists for his inspiration. He's a big fan of Richard Serra, the minimalist sculptor. You know, he's a huge Nietzsche fan.
Well, minimalism would be very important to air guitar, you'd think.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is sort of the most minimal of all art forms in a way, you know. I mean, you know, the thing about the Richard Serra sculptures are these sort of giant steel, you know, if you ever walked through one of these things, these torqued ellipses sculptures, you know, you sort of walk in the middle of it and they're just filled with air, you know, and that's kind of, it gives you that sensation of holding on to something that's not really there. And it's, you know, I think that's kind of you have to kind of look at across all spectrums, not just music, but all arts for your inspiration.
You mentioned Pete Townsend. Does Bjorn smash his air guitar, or does he, when he channels Jimi Hendrix, set it on fire?
Well, that, you know, there are obviously some classic moves. You know, the Hendrix, you know, guitar immolation is a classic. The, Townsend is known not only for the smashing, but also for the windmill. You know, I kind of take some high kicks from Jimmy Page. You know, kind of smoke an air cigarette like Keith Richards. You know, you just sort of bounce between all these guys and take what works for you and assemble your own kind of rock star character.
Ray, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you very much.
And is Bjorn going back to Finland this year?
Bjorn is returning to Finland, not as a competitor, but as a lecturer. I will be, there's kind of a training camp that you can go to before the competition begins, which is actually one of the, you know, I've gone twice now, and it's definitely the most amazing time one can have in one's life, I think. So I will be going back to lecture about persistence in air guitar.
Dan Crane, I guess you're an air guitarist emeritus now. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Dan Crane is the author of To Air Is Human, One Man's Quest to Become the World's Greatest Air Guitarist, and he joined us today from our bureau in New York City. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.